From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins. This week, Nigel Payne is talking to us from Barcelona, where he's been speaking to Pepe, who's just finished his doctorate in leadership development, and in particular, how online learning is being used in leadership development.
Hi, it's Nigel Payne. I'm standing on a beautiful campus, the IESE campus in Barcelona, on a lovely sunny day, talking to Pepe Oriquio. Pepe has just completed an EDD, his doctorate, on leadership development, and I'd like to talk to him about it. So, Pepe, out of all of your research, what were your conclusions?
So, Nigel, thanks. What we looked at is the use of online learning in a context of formal leadership development programs, specifically programs targeted at executives, so the higher end of the organization in terms of seniority. And we tried to assess how online learning was being used in combination with face-to-face learning, so blended type of constructs, what the reasons for that might be, and some of the benefits that were derived from its use. So maybe two things to highlight. First of all, the use of this type of form of learning, blended learning, is actually, findings show, much less prevalent than what we perhaps hear or believe if we read some of the trade press. And there's reasons for this that range from, you know, organizational constraints, technology and the like, through to even mindset constraints of the HR team, for example, not wanting to give up what they see as a preferred or classic way of learning for executives face-to-face. So that's sort of on the one finding around the actual use. The other finding, which I found interesting, was maybe, you know, relative to the appropriateness of online learning for executive leadership development. The data showed that in fact what people look for in executive leadership development is not so much the cognitive learning, the knowledge and insights and application of insights that we might seek, you know, in typical management development type initiatives, because that base is maybe not there. At the executive level, the knowledge is there, and in fact, it's not so much about new knowledge as it is about creating what I called a sort of network or alignment within the organization. That's everything from building new relationships to deepening trust to actually talking about the strategy and making collective meaning of it. So it's a much more not so cognitive but much more social type of development that they're looking at. And for that reason, many CLOs claim or shared with me their belief that, you know, that type of social experience can only be face to face.
So it's really not about so much about content, it's much more about conversations.
That's right. So I think I'm trying to sort of get to the right wording for it, but, you know, meaningful interactions, meaning, you know, giving people opportunity to get together to discuss perhaps a piece of content that may produce some insight, but equally important is that discussion, that looking at each other in the eye and seeing kind of if we belong to the same place culturally, that kind of understanding collectively what the strategy is and what your contribution is, what mine is, that, you know, being able to call you down the road and look for a helping hand. You know, this sort of network aspect, the sort of social aspect, is really you know, the main, or if not the main, but a significant motivator for executive leadership development, and for this reason, perhaps a deterrent from online.
Do you think that things will change and that people will start using online for all those things? Quite capable of doing that, and we're building online communities all the time. So it's an attitude problem or a mindset problem, or do you think there's a fundamental issue about top executives just needing to get away, to be in touch, to be part of a different kind of group of one sort or another in a different kind of location? It's actually, that's the essence of what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, predicting that is difficult in the sense that there's many factors that could influence how it shapes up. One is the technology itself. You know, we know what we know today, and the technology, you know, think of MOOCs. I mean, even those platforms are far more advanced experiences than e-learning of the first generation kind, yet they're not a substitute for a face-to-face type of discussion. And we know that from what participants are doing there. So the technology aspect, will we have a kind of a Star Trek hologram-like experience in 10 years? I don't know. I mean, potentially virtual reality, potentially you could almost start to really blur the divide between face-to-face and online from a presential point of view. But, you know, if and so that will determine the speed if that ever happens. But as we are right now, I do think that, in fact, specifically for executive programs, you know, seeking this blend of online and face-to-face is more powerful than an attitude of substitution of one versus the other. So, you know, some CLOs shared with me the fact that yes, they do use online, but perhaps for performance support type of initiatives. So, you know, Nigel goes to India, he doesn't know about the local context, needs to familiarize himself with HR policies. You know, at that moment of need, the only way to get to you is actually through an online piece of content. Whereas if I'm looking to build culture, to build network, to build that, I'll bring you together with a group. And so blending these two types of activities in an executive leadership development, let's say either single program or broader, you know, set of initiatives, is where today I think, you know, state of the art, let's say, is. And sure, we'll see if that changes with technology, with also, by the way, the new generations, because this is something that, you know, there's a, on this point in particular, the data was very mixed. Some believe there is a difference in the new generations. There's others. I remember one participant in particular telling me that, look, it, as you get older, I believe that you become my father. I mean, so I become my father. I mean, it's just the way of life. And you know, so you get to be an executive, every executive will always have the same preferences. So we'll see. I don't know.
We will see. And it was great talking to you, Pablo. But I guess if I put it down in three words, blended is best. Be your conclusion.
Blended is best, yeah.
Blended is best. Great. Thank you very much indeed. From scratch. From scratch.